Romans chapter 4. What then can we say that Abraham our father gained through fleshly effort? For if Abraham was made righteous by his works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and he was considered as being righteous. Now to someone who labors, the wages he receives are not considered to be a gift of grace, but as something which is owed. In the same way, if someone doesn't do works, but is believing on the one who makes the ungodly righteous, his faith is allowing him to be considered as righteous. This also fits with what David said when pronouncing a blessing on the man whom God is considering righteous separately from his works, when he says, "Blessed is the man whose wickedness is forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not consider sinful." That's a quote from Psalms chapter 32, verses 1 and 2. Is this blessing then pronounced only upon those who are circumcised, or also upon those who are uncircumcised? For we say that Abraham was considered righteous because of his faith. When then was this decided? After he was circumcised, or while he was still uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while still uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while he was still uncircumcised. This was so that he could be the father of all those who are believing, even if they are uncircumcised, and so that they too could be considered righteous. Furthermore, it was so that he could be the father of the cutting away of the flesh, that is circumcision, not only to those who are physically circumcised, but also to those who are walking in the steps of the faith which our father Abraham had while still uncircumcised. For the promise to Abraham and to his seed that he would be heir of the world was not given by means of the law, but through the righteousness produced by faith. For if it is through the law that they are made heirs, then faith is useless and the promise is inactivated. For the law brings out, that is, exposes our strong natural passion. But where there is no law, there can be no violation of the law. This is the reason that the promise is obtained through faith according to grace, so that the promise may be in force for all the seed. This was not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, as it is written, "I have made you the father of many nations." Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2. Being faced with this, he believed God, who gives life to the dead and calls the things that don't exist into existence, who, even though the promise seemed beyond hope, still believed with hope so that he would become the father of many nations according to the word which had been spoken. This is how it will be with your offspring. Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. And not being weakened in faith, he didn't fix his mind on his own body, which was already dead, since he was about 100 years old, or on the barrenness of Sarah's womb. Instead of wavering in unbelief, he looked to the promise of God and was strengthened through faith, giving glory to God, being fully assured that what he had promised he was also able to do. Therefore he was considered to be righteous. Now it is written that he was considered righteous, not only for his sake, but also for our sake, who would also be being considered righteous, that is, those who are believing on the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. It is he who was delivered up to death for our sins and was raised from the dead for our being made just. This is the end of Romans chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.